Prime Minister in Kyiv, Russia shouldn't count on us tiring of Ukraine's support. Ukraine must receive everything it needs to defend itself, Prime Minister Kristen Mikhail, Reform, said as he arrived in Kyiv for an NB8 summit with President Volodymyr Zelensky. Mikhail is in the Ukrainian capital on Sunday and will co-chair a summit of Nordic-Baltic, NB8, and Ukrainian leaders with Zelensky, and will take part in events marking Ukraine's National Flag Day. Estonia holds the NB8 presidency this year, and Mikhail's visit comes at a time of intensified attacks by Russia on Kyiv and Ukraine and stalled diplomatic efforts. The visit also closely follows the 35th anniversary of the restoration of Estonian independence. This year marks 35 years since Estonia restored its independence and Ukraine declared its independence. Both our countries secured the right to decide their own future. Today, Ukraine is defending that right on the battlefield while standing up for the freedom and security of all Europe, Mikhail said. The Nordic and Baltic countries have stood with Ukraine since the first day of Russia's full-scale war of aggression, now in its fifth year. Ukraine must receive everything it needs to defend itself and resist Russian aggression, the Prime Minister went on via a press release. He noted that everything Ukraine needs primarily means more air defense, more ammunition, and greater investment in Ukraine's defense industry. At the same time, we must increase pressure on Russia, strengthen sanctions, and close the loopholes Russia uses to evade them, Mikhail added. We are helping Ukraine prepare for winter and protect and restore critical energy infrastructure, which remains under threat because of Russia's brutality, the head of government went on. While in Kyiv, Mikhail will meet his Ukrainian counterpart, Prime Minister Serhii Korotsky, to discuss bilateral relations and preparations for the Ukraine Recovery Conference to be held in Tallinn in January next year. Mikhail's visit also coincides with Ukraine's National Flag Day, which is marked annually on August 23. The NB8 format brings together the Nordic countries, Denmark, Finland, Iceland, Norway, and Sweden, and the Baltic states, Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania, for regular dialogue on security and regional issues. Following the summit, a joint press conference is expected to outline outcomes and new commitments, as Estonia's NB8 presidency has placed regional security and support for Ukraine at the top of the agenda. Estonia has been one of Ukraine's strongest supporters since the full-scale invasion began in February 2022, providing military aid, humanitarian assistance, and political backing, while consistently calling for increased international pressure on Russia. The Reconstruction Conference in Tallinn next January will bring together international partners to coordinate Ukraine's long-term recovery, and Mikhail's visit continues a pattern of high-level engagement between the two countries. Mikhail's visit is scheduled to last one day, with the Prime Minister returning to Estonia later Sunday. The summit comes as diplomatic efforts to end the war remain stalled, with Russia insisting any deal must reflect realities on the ground, a reference to its control of around one-fifth of Ukrainian territory. On the battlefield, fighting has intensified, while Russia continues its long-range strikes on Ukrainian cities. Ukraine has expanded its own deep strikes inside Russia. NB8, Ukrainian leaders. Ukraine's EU negotiation clusters must open in September and October. The NB8 leaders and Ukraine adopted a joint declaration at the summit, reaffirming their unwavering support for Ukraine's independence, sovereignty, and territorial integrity, and pledging to continue supporting Ukraine until a just and lasting peace is achieved. The declaration supports the immediate opening of all remaining clusters in Ukraine's EU accession negotiations as early as September and October. The Nordic and Baltic countries have supported Ukraine from the first day of Russia's war, and our support will not waver. We know Russia's pattern of behavior well, concessions only encourage further aggression, Mikhail said. Mikhail noted Ukraine needs more air defense and ammunition. Russia is not seeking peace, but continues to attack Ukraine and its people. Therefore, now is not the time to reduce pressure. Sanctions are working, and Russia's war economy is under growing pressure. All the leaders also stressed that no Russian attempt to annex Ukrainian territory would be recognized as lawful, and that any peace agreement must be based on international law and must not reward aggression. Strong and credible security guarantees are a prerequisite for a just and lasting peace. The NB8 countries also pledged to continue providing political, military, financial, humanitarian, and economic assistance, and to deepen defense industry cooperation, including in drones, air defense, electronic warfare, and ammunition. Ahead of the upcoming winter, the NB8 will continue supporting the protection, repair, and restoration of Ukraine's energy infrastructure. Russia has previously tried to use winter as a weapon. "We must help Ukraine prepare for this," Mikhail added. The leaders also called for stronger sanctions, further restrictions on Russian energy revenues, and continued work to use frozen Russian assets for the benefit of Ukraine. Ukraine's place is in the European Union and NATO. Estonia will continue working to ensure that Ukraine becomes a member of both, Mikhail concluded. The declaration also highlighted the Ukraine Recovery Conference to be held in Tallinn in 2027, aiming to mobilize international political and financial support for Ukraine's reconstruction. Editor's note: this piece was updated to include the declaration from the NB8 and Ukrainian leaders. Follow Ur News on Facebook and Twitter and never miss an update. Editor, Andrew White.